Welcome to the Upper Poor, ladies and gentlemen. We are El Duo tonight. We're going to start off with El Duo. My name is Angel. That is Bobby Brown over there rocking the Minshew.
The Minshew mustache?
Bro, I wish I could pull that off. There's no way.
I had a hefty beard going. I picked Kendall up from school and she says, shave it into a mustache. And I said, hold on here. You have no idea. You tell me this and you tell me you are for real. And I'm getting the mustache. And she said, I'm for real. So I hopped out of the car, shaved that bitch within 5 minutes of me getting out. Minshew mustache, going to work tomorrow with it.
Oh my goodness.
I even bought a Busch Light to kind of go with the mustache.
Being very responsible. If you don't follow Bobby on Snap, you probably should. Very responsible man, you know? The liquor store is like a nice little spy blocks, and he's like, fuck it, we're going to walk it.
Well, I enjoy my walks to the liquor store. It's been nice.
It's down the street with a Busch Light.
There are a few times I drive, though. It's not 5 blocks. It's like three. Three long blocks. You got to walk over some glass. Dude, how about the Browns getting shut out in the end zone again? Not fucking getting a tutty here with...
I mean, when you have one of the best players of all time needing double coverage, like, of course, like, everyone else is going to be able to, like... They double OBJ knowing you're going to OBJ. Then you double up Aaron Donald on a blitz, stir down.
I mean, it's good because you tie your team,
snap,
you know.
Good, spot good, kicks up, and it's
how about
good.
Daniel Carlson missing?
How amazing was that? The clunk was the best thing, right. Best sound in Minnesota, like, and that his, stadium's history was
his
the
extra
clunk.
Point fucking was ass-splitting down the middle. Mm-hmm. They, I mean... Dude, I thought he was gonna have a revenge fucking tour on in that stadium.
You know how mad it would be if it like it was one of those games where the defense is just stepping up and he hits like 6 field goals to win the game for his team, yeah. Like 18-12 or some bullshit.
Dude, I was needing that for my fantasy.
No, fuck that, fuck that, and fuck you. Are you kidding me? The clunk was the best. Everyone's booing. Everyone's boo, 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 and then after that, kicks up, quiet. Dung.
Yeah, everyone just fucking loves it.
Loses their mind.
But we'll get it.
What was one of those moments where it was just like, Bob's not gonna make that happen. Then boom, oh shit, he made it happen. What the fuck?
In football?
Oh, anything.
What do you mean?
Like your mom's like, wow, he's not gonna get it. Oh, he got a fucking job. Look at that.
Oh shit. Me getting into college.
Yeah. What? This shit says accepted. What the fuck?
I was waitlisted until I called my coach and said, hey, I was waitlisted. And he goes, all right, let me get back to you. And I got, and before he even got back to me, like the next couple days, I got an acceptance letter and all that shit. I was like, oh, shit.
Mama!
Yeah, no, I told her, I was like, I'm going to college. It was all emotional. I called my dad. He was stoked. It's kind of a cool moment. Dude, there are some plays or something like that, I'm sure, in football where it was kind of like, ooh, out of nowhere. Like, I remember a couple scrimmages. I got it on film somewhere if we ever want to release it. This kid, I run a corner.
Bob is going to pull out his fucking dope highlight reel, 15-second clips each one.
Bro,
fucking perfect.
Robert Meacham was top 10 for like 3 weeks with this play. So, Meacham for the Saints, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So, he goes, and he did this against the Redskins, but he goes out, runs like a fade or a corner. D-back snatches it. This kid snatches it from me, right? My buddy YY, he throws it. Kid snatches it. And I remember it all just went slow as fuck. And I remember him seeing, like, as he caught it, it was in his left shoulder. And I just remember going, I wonder if I grabbed this right now, what would happen? And I grabbed that motherfucker, twist it out of him, turn around, and run for 6.
Oh, my.
Bro, I'm a 10th grader, right? I do this in front of the varsity coach. He's standing right there and starts, like, giving me the touchdown signal. Comes up to me and goes, you do that in a game. I don't care if it's 10th grade. I'll put that in film. It's like, bro, just put that in film right now. Like, who gives a shit? Bro, it's a scrimmage. You said game. Like, I acted like that was a game. I wasn't giving him fucking 6, you know, or a pick. And so, you know, that was kind of one of those fun moments where it was like, you know, if I was ever trying to impress a girl, I could do that shit. I slipped a slant for like 70 yards in like a ninth grade game because my girlfriend was there, but she was smoking cigarettes behind the bench.
You see my touchdown? No.
Literally, she didn't because she was smoking cigarettes with my best friend Brady. It hurt. But I slipped a dude.
For you.
My buddy Daquan, he went to our school in middle school and then he transferred to Fridley. And he was playing, I think he like broke some Fridley record with like 20 tackles in his first game or something, dude. But he was supposed to be in that gap and he blitzed. So all of a sudden I catch it and I remember going, ha! And started running, dude. And I run it for six and I was going nuts. I'm trying to think. There's some chick I was trying to impress on the soccer team and they used to practice after us. So my buddy, again, my buddy YY is out there trying to catch a punt. And he was our punt returner. I run so fast down the field that I time it out right. He doesn't fair catch it, and as soon as it touches his hands, I rip it out of his hands and run for the other way.
Oh my god,
bro! Straight strip. Like it was the nastiest thing I've ever done on a football field.
You're just like one of those like Texas like. You're coached by like a Texas dad. He's like, the most important thing is the football. Fucking strip him.
But I can never do that. Like, I never did that shit. Like I told my buddy Devion, like, he caught a ball and they were, we were told, like, oh, they'll claw that bitch out. Like, go down. And he wasn't going down. I'm yelling at him, go down, go down. And he fucking finally go, like, somebody ripped the ball out and it just straight up in the air. And I caught it and fucking, like, I fell down. Like, I wasn't going to try to stand up and go.
You just fell down with, like, fuck it.
But that's kind of cool shit, you know? Like, yeah. I don't think there was really anything with a nightmare. Somebody got me in the ribs once, music, I think, and I bounced off it and ran for another six.
Cooper Kupp, 3 points.
There you go. I need I'm like
so 12. I'm so tired of you.
I need, like, 12 points for...
It's 12 now?
For fantasy.
Are you kidding me? No. I was going to say, check it. I'm sure you need, like, five.
I need nine. 9 points out of OBJ and Cup right now.
That's not bad. I had two plays. One of the plays was Nightmare, and it was Renegades, and it was like a close game. They were going for two to tie the game up. And it was like, ooh.
Flying knee.
Man.
Robert Woods with a knee.
Flying knee to take him out. Holy shit. But, yeah, it was, like, the sea parted for me pretty much. It was one of them, like, trenches moments where, like, I just went unblocked because I was just slid the right hole at the right time.
Right.
And smacked that dude, like, smacked the fullback 3 yards in the backfield. Didn't tackle him. I just hit him to slow him down enough, and then he stumbled, like, a yard later, and he fell. And I'm, like, celebrating down the fucking sidelines. And then, like, none of the coaches are celebrating. So I think, like, the guy goes in. So I'm looking, and I'm like, why did the fucking whistle not go? And then the ref goes, no, he didn't make it. He fell down back here. And it was just like, uproar. Oh, he dropped one for you. And then, of course, the fucking the fumble pickup I did for against Fargo, where I thought I got touched, but it was actually like Stucci behind me, and he's just hitting me in my back. He's like, good job, good job. So I'm thinking I'm getting touched by someone. The ref's just like looking at me and the ball. So I'm like, why are you? And then like he's like stepping like towards the end zone. Like, is he going to run? And I'm like, oh, should I run? And I'm like just running and like fucking, I think like the tight end or someone's like trying to get me in the corner, and I'm like 3 yards away. I try to make, like, the dopest step-back move, but, like, he wasn't moving fast enough, and I definitely wasn't moving fast enough. So, pick. Oh! Oh, he dropped it!
Damn.
Oh, man. Sorry, everyone listening. This is probably boring, but if you're watching the Browns game as you're listening, fucking, he almost caught that shit. Oh, man.
If you want to sync it up, we're at about 9 minutes and 35 seconds in the second quarter.
NFL, do not come get us.
No, we can sync up and watch it.
Oh, okay.
We're not listening to anything.
Oh. Boop. Oh, dude, catch that. Dude, Brown's uniforms are actually not bad.
No, I'm a fan of
them. These
ones
are not bad.
They kind of made them black.
The Jets are really bad, though.
They made it like a black, and then it's like an orange. Yeah, it's a dark, dark brown. Hold on. Angel, sing the Weeknd songs real quick. I need to go get another beer.
Sing a Weeknd song.
Yeah, man.
What's my favorite one to sing? It got me one. Yeah, Jay, actually, to explain what's going on, Jay's not here tonight. He, he's, in Nebraska. He just, like, took off from Nebraska for the weekend, I guess. So, he's, he'll be back for the later part of this show. Now, Bob's gonna have to sing you a weekend song because he forgot my beer.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted one.
I never had a Busch Light in my life, so I want to try it.
You had some the other weekend when Jay was here.
That was the
Busch Light.
What's the other one then?
I'm so.
What do you drink?
Coors Light.
No.
Yeah.
But you drink Coors.
Bro, I drink Coors, and I bought Busch because it was cheaper.
So what's Keystone?
Yeah. What, you don't want a Busch Light now?
No, God, no. I didn't want a beer in the first place.
Oh, okay.
I
haven't
tried this before.
You know what we need to try is K-Fan's Blonde IPA. But it's supposedly no bitter. It's just like a lager. See, the difference when you make a beer, I guess, is like all these craft beers are, they don't take as long as lagers. And that's what this shit is. That's what kind of like American
beer
is.
Wait, so K-Fan actually has a beer now?
Yeah, it's K-Fan beer.
Oh, shit. Have you had one yet?
No, but that's why, like, they even had a guy on the show who's never drank before, and he takes a sip of it, and he's like, that's a good beer.
I think I've seen him.
I listen to K-Fan, like, constantly.
I remember when I used to, like, every morning when I'm driving and stuff. The Initials game was, like, the best thing.
So, dude, it's a great show. Not to pull people away from this show, but...
Not competing with a fan base with probably 500,000 that they have.
Oh my God, what was that?
we have a start. We have like 3, 4, or 5 people.
No, we have like 17.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're listening on Anchor, the Anchor app, we encourage you to because we are allowed to play music, but to start off the show, so you will have music to start the show this time. A little bit of change it up, kind of make it fun.
Trying new things. Dibble dabble a little. Dude, I got my ass whooped in every league.
Before that, let's talk about snitches.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I also want to hear your best snitch story after we give the details on this new snitch.
I don't have no snitch story, bro. Sorry.
No, you don't have any stories about you not snitching?
No, hell no, I don't snitch. Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to hear. Some stories. Dude, I got a story about it.
You snitching on somebody?
No. I got a story about, like, you dude snitched. Giving me respect because I wouldn't snitch.
Oh. That shit was... Hey, so, my boy is 6'9". My boy is 6'9".
I don't know. Can you claim him as your boy?
I can, but, you know, as long as people understand, I don't really know him like that. I don't fuck with him like that. He's in jail now. He dropped the dime on his whole crew.
What did he go to jail for?
He
fucked under his chick, wasn't it?
He got dismissed from that case.
Okay.
That's a minimal now, I guess. I mean, he's a horrible person for that shit, obviously. Mm-hmm. He beat his girl and all that shit. But this one is racketeering and like, some gang. Like, he can go to jail for about 60, 70 years on, like, just gang charges and shit like that. Pretty much saying he ran a gang, yada, yada, yada. When actually,
Trey Bloods or something?
Trey Bloods or whatever. And they, I guess they work on outside-inside terms, so pretty much everyone in jail, prison is running the things that is going on outside in the streets. So I guess 6ix9ine was going to get robbed and killed by people from the crew. And he got out of it because he gave up all his jewelry. And the police arrested him for that, and then now he's like, hey, if you work with us, we'll make sure you're out of here, and we'll get the right people. And man, oh man, let me tell you, he is in there snitching on bro, you got brought up. Bro, it is bad. Probably our listeners got up. Bro, Tekashi snitched on everybody. Juju Smith-Schuster got it brought up. Cardi B got it brought up. All these people that just like, where on
Juju
earth?
Smith-Schuster got brought up?
Even him. It's so crazy. So crazy. He's snitching on everybody. But supposedly, he's getting out. They're going to arrest all the people that's in here, indict everyone.
Bro, aren't they in the crowd?
See, that...
Isn't he, like, straight up pointing out people who show up to like the fucking
him
court case?
And him and him. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He gets walked down, like, a tunnel by, like, heavily armed guards and...
Yeah, it's going to be, like, a SWAT-type deal to get him out.
That's fucking nuts, man.
And supposedly he is getting out. See what he's going to get, what the terms are. I mean, T.I. got out on, and he had silencers and government military-based guns like snipers and assault rifles and all that, and he got out. But 20 people went in after he got out, so it was like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, he snitched.
Wait a minute.
Look at the fucking punter for the Browns here.
It's a rookie, isn't it?
Holy shit. Teddy Swolzeveld.
Boom.
How about 12 here?
Why wouldn't you hit him? Anyway.
Damn.
But yeah, man, I guess his whole crew is about to go to jail, and he's about to get out, and I don't know where he's
going
to live.
What are you
going to
do? You can't... Okay,
he's going to have to go to Canada.
You're going
to
have to shave your head. He's got blonde. He's got rainbow hair.
That's how he's gonna have. He's still he's a got rapper, so he can't hide. He needs to make money.
Nah, bro, he's gonna get shot, man. Like you can't just assume like you'll be okay the rest of your life if you're in the public eye.
No, you need the Secret Service to hand over a couple of agents for at least a couple of years for him,
bro. And even then, like I would just wait the long game and get you, cause be like I'm just still. Gonna
and then you got to think about it, like. What security? What couple of dudes are gonna be like? Yo, I watched a case. Like you dropped the dime on your whole crew. Like I know I'm gonna get shot.
Right.
like you gotta be gone for a while. Go overseas. Don't post where you're at. Post it like 6 days later.
Get your fucking teeth fixed.
Yeah. Figure all that out.
You
I wonder how much would it cost him to like get all his tattoos removed. I probably like.
A ton.
Probably a shit ton of money. He has like 6'9" like as a sleeve. Like little 6'9"s like down his whole arm.
That guy's retarded. Whoa. Are you a Star Wars guy?
No.
Alright, never mind. I watched them all.
I wanted to watch all the new ones, but then I was like, nah. Like I kind of got out of it.
What's a position in life that you've had to be in where you didn't snitch, but you were like almost supposed to?
Oh man,
where the opportunity to snitch was there and you were like, nah, this ain't for me.
House party and I found guns in a trunk.
Damn, cops.
Yup, came in like, who is all this? And of course,
you get pointed out.
Oh. Who owns the house?
Alright. Was this when you were living with Nightmare Dudes? Alright. Mm-hmm.
Who's in the house? Raise your hand. Alright, cool. Search everyone. Figure it all out. Whose is it? Who is it? Alright, who's going down? Alright, everyone, let's go. It's like, man, I know that shit ain't mine. But then, like, I guess when we were driving on the way down, the dude, like, said it was him or whatever, saying they were legal and all that shit.
That's fucking like, crazy.
Even on the car ride, like that was crazy. Like why put us all in the car? Like why you get us all get? You might as well say it like 20 minutes ago, and then we could all just be let go there. And then we had to find a ride back to back home. It was like fucking 4 in the morning.
Uber has a contract with the police, bro. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. They weren't picking us the fuck up. I think Uber wasn't even that hot yet.
Nah, it probably would have been just starting.
That's crazy. It's like we could remember when Uber started. Like, yeah. I remember when Uber started.
I see shit now that says 6 years ago that I posted, and I'm like, oh, I was 20 years old then. I was like, oh, fuck, man. I am starting to get like.
How amazing is it going to be when Tesla starts, like, their own, like, mobile company?
When who?
Tesla.
Yeah.
Well, then, like, they'll just send cars over, see a whole bunch
of their own scooter company.
Tesla, just like cars just going to the gas station by themselves and getting filled up. And
have you ridden a Lime?
Oh yeah, it's
dude. Fun. Honestly, that's a date.
It's truly the best way to get around downtown.
That's a date in itself. Just going around Liming.
Yeah.
50 minutes is like $16. Okay, oh, yeah. Pass it to the white guy, bro. Not go all the way back to the first that you were just, you were way ahead of and almost now barely got.
What would you call it? For my brother's bachelor party. We're down there. On the people don't know, Limes are scooters. There's spin scooters and Lime scooters. Spin ones are way better.
The orange.
Yeah. And that's, Minnesota has them around now, and they're trying to just save the planet pretty much.
Robert Woods with a career save.
Trying to, would you do that though? Like, would, if that was like the true base of transportation,
mm-hmm.
a scooter, yeah. would you do that?
I'd do it around Nuka, dude. I could do that to work. I could easily do that to work. It'd be a 30-minute ride.
That's not bad.
No. I would enjoy the shit out of it. Come on, Coop.
I think Tesla's with their, what you call it? Tesla's with their self-driving cars. Let that be the transportation. Just iRobot the shit.
Dude, Cooper Cup
getting looks your like, car and it just goes by itself.
Cooper Cup looks like Sean McVay's kid.
But they're right. Cooper Cup is just too old, so they can be brothers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
26.
Yeah. He's 26. Sean McVay is only like 32.
Yeah. No, he's 39, I think.
Oh, he's young as fuck. Ooh, Sean McVay is only like 31 or 32, bro.
How old is Sean McVay?
So, anyways.
33 years old? Holy fuck.
Told you he's young as shit. So, anyways, fucking, so everything.
There's fucking Rams interns. Fucking older than him and shit.
Right, you should see him when he was with like John Gruden, dude. He was like 20 years old. 2002, he was with John Gruden as like an assistant. And, like he was essentially a receptionist, is what his title was.
Oh my god.
So everything got cleared. That was it. Mm-hmm. Right on. We
no bullshit after that.
My freshman year, we were out fucking like late, going to somebody's house to go drinking. And where our dorms was, it was dirty. You cut through a parking lot, or you had to go all the way around the school, or like not the school, but it was called the Barnett Center. That was like all that was your sports complex. Mm-hmm. And so we'd cut through there. Well, there'd be coaches staying late and shit, and it's probably like 11:30 at night. Beautiful night. We're all kind of ramped up. Everybody's been drinking already. We're running through. So like a week night. We got practice the next morning. We start running. We see the coaches. Everybody's running by. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are we going? Everybody says, ah. And all I hear is, all right, so I see Brown. And I go, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I was like, all right, see you guys. And I just kept running. Go to practice the next day. Coach walks right up to me before we start practice. Because, you know, you always have time to warm up in pads and shit. And all of a sudden this coach comes up to me and he says, hey man, so, where were you guys going last night? I go, you know, doing shit, you know, you get bored. And he goes, who's with you? I go, why? And he goes, well, you guys signed a contract and it said, you know, you guys will have a curfew. And that was way past fucking curfew. And I went, I think you're right. And he goes, so, you know, I think you should run. I go, all right, that's fair. And he goes, all right, so who's with you? I was like, I'll just do them. And he's like,
ahead and run.
Yeah, so he goes, so you also do one for everybody. And I counted like six. And I was like, I mean, do you want it at the end of practice or like now? Because I should start now. And he goes, and I was just, you know, sucking up to it because I knew it was going to happen. And he goes, he goes, you're gonna do that? I go, well, yeah, I'm not going to just be like, here's this guy and this guy. And he goes, you know, it's respect. Don't do it again. And he just walks away.
Make him really respect you and fucking run them laps. Be like, I got you, coach.
Bro, but, like, that's one of those moments where, like, if I don't tell anybody, sure, it's cool that that moment happened, but, like, nobody will ever know that shit happened.
No, that would change your...
I love that story. Yeah. Like, I mean, hey, now I'm a grown-ass man. I'm snitching on everybody.
That's Six Laps. I can't make that
shit
me now.
Against, it's me against the world here.
Him?
Well, and just don't...
Come here, Bill. Don't run.
Don't make me do anything that I have to snitch around you for. Common sense, people.
Oh, shit. I am not calling you when it's time to do some hood shit.
Not anymore. I'm retired. John Wick style. Shit ain't happening. Alright. Can we get into some games here?
Let's talk about let's start off with the highlight of the day. And it was very, very early in the day. My boy AB just out here diamond out shit.
Bro, first off, let me say this because this has been pissing me off. You are not your own fucking brand when you're deleting shit on Twitter. Okay? Oh, when you're posting shit and you want to talk about I'm a human being and I'm going to play my own game. No, you're not. You're another fucking loudmouth who's just playing the game to get money. Bro, and he was talking about suing these people. If I'm him, I'm guarding whatever little money I have left. Because it sounds like he don't pay anybody.
Right.
And so he is fucked on that end because he's going to get sued and that money's going to come out. But,
only made $183,000 this year.
What are you going to do? Are you going to fight millions of dollars worth to get paid $150,000 from Robert Kraft or $9 million? Like,
just.
They're going to. Dude, if I'm Robert Kraft, I tie him up in such shit that just makes him go broke.
Yeah, but it's just amazing that he's just. He deleted it. He deleted it, obviously, because he's not done the NFL.
Bro, pictures.
He had just way too many mimosas this morning.
Pictures with the chick he's... He posted a pic of him holding hands with the chick that's suing him for rape.
Yeah.
Hilarious, AB. Why in the fuck is that something that anybody goes, yeah, man, that's a good idea. You go post that.
Yeah, man. That's proving it. Like, I ain't rape no girl I'm taking selfies with. This is probably his thought of it.
Okay. Can I ask you a real question? And this is going to get weird on the podcast.
Woo.
You can obviously rape a woman that you have had previous sexual relations with, given a circumstance. I'm not saying in every case that it's like, yeah, man, well, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There can for sure be a moment in which the relationship ended or...
Of course.
Or, you know, and then, you know, maybe something happened or what have you not. Because in today's world, you can't afford to guess on consent. And even if you've had previous consent, that doesn't mean that you have consent going forward, you know?
And I'm telling you, in his mind, he's probably thinking, I will put this picture out with this post because
how can
I rape a girl that I'm having pictures and loving dubby videos and all this other shit?
Right.
I mean, attacking the girl's kids and shit like that, that's fucked.
But going after them, in which that's where your guilt shows. I mean, at some point, you're guilty, right?
You're guilty or you're just like, he's just like, I'm just so pissed. He's showing guilt, obviously, doing what he's doing and shit.
I don't know. I don't think he's showing guilt. I don't think you show guilt if you feel bad for that. I think he's trying to make a narrative. And he might be... Dude, I'll bet you more than not, this chick might be doing a money grab. It sounds like it, you know?
All the signs are told. It shows.
But
$30 million contract. Oh shit, he got money. Let's chase him down now.
Well, and let's look at like real honesty. You're having sex in a business transaction relationship where he's promoting her business. Or her business and all this, and he has baby mamas and kids and different houses. You know that it's like a cheating or a, you know, whatever kind of a scandal. Yeah, he's done for that, because what if he gets hurt? Saquon Barkley just hopping around on one foot,
He's just like, wanting to be, I mean, first off, that one, that 1 foot on that one leg is stronger than any people's 2 feet.
Still.
But
you trip or something. And...
Two legs of any human to him is, like, that thing is, like, tree trunks. Yeah, truly.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
7 years.
I don't know. And my thing is, dude, this whole thing about him farting in the doctor's face and him not paying people and shit, like... Now you're just making yourself out to be a shitty guy where you could do something.
Now all,
you know,
these shitty ass stories come out. It's weird.
And like these weird ways of not paying people and saying all these, you know, crazy things about you know, a child who is not embraced by the village will watch the child burn it down or whatever the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. Bro, you're calling yourself a child, man. Like, why are you acting like this? Like, you put yourself into these spots. If that chick is messaging me saying she's going to go out, I would get a lawyer and end it right there. Let her message you and be like, hey, I would like to pursue this in court, whatever, defame my name, I don't want her blackmailing me, whatever have it. Why message them threats and like be like, bitch, I put cum on your back and you fucking, you know, like, what the fuck?
He's just, he lost it.
I think,
and he put it all out there, and
that
it's horrible.
One of these things where he never thought he'd get caught, you know. But he seems delusional. He seems out of it. You know, the Raiders offer him this huge contract, sign him. He shows up, and he's, you know, how weird was it when he was going into David Carr's home, and because, you know, Ben Roethlisberger had never invited him in his house. so Derek Carr was like, "Yeah, man, come in my house, like, dude." It was weird from the get-go, you know? And even at the Patriots, it's like, what are you going to do? All this shit's going on. The Patriots don't run that way. Like, all this weird... Like, as soon as the farting shit would have came out, it's like, dude, if I'm Bill, I'm going, you're farting in front of... Who the fuck records that? Like, get the fuck off my team on that instance alone. Like, how stupid.
Clay Matthews Jr.? Is Clay Matthews the third?
Yeah.
From the Rams? Jesus.
Yeah, man. And he's still on the Rams, yeah. All right.
So let's play truth. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions. Okay. And truth or false, okay?
Alright.
Niners are 3-0. Are they the real deal?
No.
Why?
Barely making it.
3-0,
bro. I've got the running back who's gotten four touchdowns in the last two games, mm-hmm. Just bullshit yardage. I mean, they're on the goal line, so who knows? I guess I could be saying that, but I don't buy into the hype. It's a weak conference. They've had kind of iffy games. It doesn't seem like they're built if they were to get jumped on early. I think they just haven't really faced any teams that are really really worth it.
Daniel Jones, real deal?
Yeah, I made the prediction today. I think he's going to be Andrew Luck. I think he's going to be what Andrew Luck was supposed to be.
Ooh.
I'll put him, why? He has what, okay.
Ooh.
You can give him, everyone always said you need to give him Andrew Luck a running back. They went out and got Mac, and Andrew Luck retired, okay? And you've already got your career back. You're going to sign Saquon Barkley to a big, you know, $60 million deal, a $70 million deal, whatever. Saquon Barkley's going to get paid by the Giants. There's no fucking way he's not. And Daniel Jones is going to, because their fifth-year option is for sure going to get picked up. There's no way. I can't imagine it. You know, they've done it with Blake Bortles. There's no way he's going to go down as far as Blake Bortles in his career. But even if he did, Giants are sticking with him. They stuck with Eli. Dude,
they stuck with Eli, but they better do with Daniel Jones.
Bro, but they have a great tight end. Ingram 3 years in or 4 years in is killing it right now. He's taken over targets as he's been the big guy to look at, you know. Mm-hmm. Defenses are aware of that, and he's still catching. You have Shepard coming out. He's doing good. You got another fucking Sutton, I believe. He's a receiver for the Giants. Tate comes back after next week. And then you're looking at a pretty good fucking lineup there if Saquon's not hurt for the long haul.
All right, so let's just say Tate Barkley just has a fucking ankle sprain that they just fucking
can wrap up.
They wrap up
2-3 weeks from now. Play?
No, not 2 weeks. Let's just give him. Oh, ooh, fumble! Shit. Oh, he's out of here,
bro.
Oh, who's that? Matthews? Oh no. Whoever the fuck that is.
All go right. on.
Let's just say Barkley can play next week. He's fine. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I just give me win loss. Next five for Daniel Jones. They're 1-2 now.
Yep.
Can he turn the Giants season around now?
All right, what's the is schedule? Early?
Redskins?
Yep.
Just say win or loss.
Win.
Vikings?
Loss.
Patriots?
Loss.
Cardinals?
Win.
Lions?
Win.
Okay, so he's 3-2 in the next 5 weeks.
Understandable. Gives him 2 good games. I'm not saying he... Okay, and the thing about rookie QBs is there's not enough film, so you can really fuck with teams.
Yeah.
And especially going in as that third and fourth game, that's maybe just enough film for the Vikings, maybe probably more for the Patriots. I don't know if he can win it, but we've seen, you know, the Vikings lose big games, and Patriots in the last couple years have lost weird games as well. Titans whooped the fuck out of the Patriots last year, and people forget that. So, I'm not saying they can't.
After that stretch, it gets pretty manageable.
You know, because they have to play Dallas still.
They have to play Dallas still. They have to play the Eagles still. They got to play Redskins one more time. Eagles twice. Packers, Bears, Lions, and the Jets. So, if you could stop Mitch Trubisky defensively, you could win that game.
Which isn't hard. Your line just can't get beat.
The Packers are coming to New York, so if you can contain Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones has a good game, right, a really good game, you could win that. You could beat the Jets. It depends how depleted the Eagles is. I didn't see how...
Eagles don't look good. They're 1-2.
I know they are, but like they're hurt all over the fucking place. So I don't know who played today got hurt today. But then they got the Dolphins. That's a win. I mean, you might see Haskins by week 16. So that could be a win. Then you got the Eagles to close it out, and that might be a divisional game.
Right.
That conference is all up in the air.
Bro, that's how I picked him. Hey, Daniel Jones put up 35 points in fantasy. He put up more than Mahomes, bro. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not saying anything. I'm saying I called this early in the draft. I was excited about Daniel Jones. Bro,
man,
there's something about it. There's something about when you see the ball leave his hand, it just is a perfectly good pass, bro.
I think we need to start a petition or write a letter. Or do something important to see if we could get you a job as a scout.
No.
We'll start for the Gophers and then work our way. That's offensive. Anything, you pushed them. You're saying you can't just like if you go see these kids as a freshman and then sophomores and then you're just like watching the progression. You can't like say like, he's a lot different than this guy. He's going to be a lot better. He should be like a 4-star.
Yeah.
He should be a 2-star.
You can, I mean, but I don't know. I think that's kind of like...
With all your just knowledge of just like knowing...
Wouldn't you say a scout's different though? Being a scout's like different for where your program is. Like if you're a program who builds up or wants like production right away, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I can imagine that as a scout, you're probably told, hey... Right now, we need you to find low people at cost we can afford, but have upside because of their height and speed that we can work with, or who has, you know, a great percentage on catches per wherever radius. Because, you know, they go into that shit. Like, yeah. Because they know what their offensive numbers need.
And then they send you to fucking...
I could do that.
Nebraska, Idaho, fucking all into that region.
I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not the one guy that your name... Like, you're the first finder. And then I know there's a scout that goes behind that scout. And then you have your final, like, scout manager, whatever the fuck it is. And be like, all right, that's a good find. Let's do that.
It'd be fun, dude. I think...
It would be a really fucking intriguing job. Because it's like, you have to, like... You have to hit, you know? Like, whoever fucking found Diggs, whoever fucking found our 6th, 7th rounders. Like,
I say this as I got fired from my offensive coordinator position with the freshmen in high school, but
that's coaching. That's coaching. Well,
I
didn't get fired.
I got demoted to line coach.
What you call it? What is it? It's just like Rick Spielman trusts his guys,
right?
And he just strategic. Like he has seven fucking seventh round picks. He has seven. He has five seventh round picks. He knows what he has something in mind for next year, and he knows that he could get it there.
So what, we got Diggs, Thielen.
I mean, how far are we going? Anybody pass the fourth?
Because then we got Eric Wilson.
He's a linebacker who is killing it right now for us.
Killing it right now with Barr being hurt.
Who's the dude that's hurt for or gone for eight games, but he's a great corner?
Holden Hill.
Holden Hill.
Our fullback is killing people.
Ham?
Smacks motherfuckers.
Oh, bro, that sucked that he missed that one, though. That missed that catch.
That slant?
Yeah, that was all
that's
him,
hard.
Baby.
Yeah, that's hard.
You gotta eat that.
I mean, I'm not going to say Cousins is a fine because that's not a fine for us. He is a fourth-round guy, though.
I mean,
Michigan State.
What's our offensive line?
Brian O'Neill, he's a converted tight end to a tackle at Pittsburgh. He was told he was soft and too light, but, you know, he was aggressive as fuck when he came into the NFL, which gave him a lot of cred.
Nice.
Everybody else is first-rounders. Pat Elflein, second-rounder. Dakota Dozier, they found him. I'm not exactly sure. You know, I'm trying to think. Harris. He's a guy who progressively got more and more time and kind of worked and worked. And just whenever he was on the field, good things happen. And
me and Jay were shitting on him, too. We were shitting on him for Curse. And he's actually... Curse is just a good fucking nickel, bro. He's just to beat up on a tight end or like not stay with the slot per se, but just to play that zone there. He's good for that. But Harris should be back there.
You got four or five huge contributors, six, seven, that really just put out for you weekly now, and they're all were at one point no name guys. Mm. I remember Jay's the one who told me about Diggs. He told me about that at a nightmare practice, and all of a sudden it was like we look into it, and he was like, "Oh shit, like he is actually a good fucking player." And then kid was like all the name, and he was on the practice squad.
How long did we lock him down for?
Was that
him and Thielen for 3 years?
Longer than that, yeah, four or five.
Okay,
so they got good money.
Oh my god, look at Derek Jeter,
dude. Have you seen Brian Urlacher with hair now?
Oh, what?
Sexy man.
Look at what is Derek, do you need money, Derek? No, he's trying to look appealing again. He's trying to look for models again.
Right.
The fuck is Derek doing in the American State Farm commercial?
Not shit.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer in multiple sports. That's how good he was.
just from love.
Yeah, that's it.
He's a biracial angel.
He just like walks away in the middle of the show. It's pretty awesome. We have a 6-3 halftime. Cleveland does a really good job at not scoring and then making their defense do all the goddamn work. Every goddamn Browns game is a fucking low-scoring game. It's a close game because the defense is good and the offense can't get shit together, bro.
That's true. It's
fucking horrible. We look good today, though.
It's the mustache, man. I got 3 points. Come on. 3 points and a half. I need these guys.
Oh yeah, you'd be fine going into.
Side note: I might have like a lung infection.
Jesus.
I was dealing with dust at work and it was crazy. I've got this cough now, but my kid was sick too. So. With a cough, so who knows? Her shit was all fucked up. When you leave here, I'm gonna put a pizza in. Take some NyQuil, and right before I pass out, I'm just going to munch down and then fall asleep and drift off into La La Land.
I have a chicken salad at home.
Right on. Dude, the back of my throat is itching so bad.
Are we going to make a trade here or what?
No. Dude, there's nobody giving me as many points. If Daniel Jones keeps going, I mean, I might have to just let him go for pennies, but
dude. I should have got him when I needed him, asshole.
I even made a joke about it, Angel, and once you didn't pick him again, I was like, I have to have somebody, and there's nobody.
Dude, I was so mad when you picked him. I was like, bro, this is my shot. I'm 3 picks away. Like, why?
Because he's so dynamic. There was nobody there left. I picked Mike Sanders a pick after him, and he hasn't done shit except for today. He scored like 11 points. It ain't shit. Dude, I needed somebody dynamic, and he has saved my ass every week so far. And he saved my ass only in like 2 quarters, really.
That's why I pick him in every league.
He's
and I pick
so
him
good.
Early. He is the greatest.
Dude, you should have pestered me that first week when I was willing to trade him for Josh Jacobs because Josh Jacobs is the real deal. And I'm a sucker because I always think that I'm going to get the better deal, so I'll give you another guy just to be like, hey, motherfucker, take him.
I'll give you Josh Jacobs right now.
We didn't talk about Kyle Allen scoring 4 touchdowns in his replacement of Cam Newton.
Whoa, I did not know that. Bro. We're going to have to break that into our second hour. Our second hour is going to be jam-packed in just with football. Covering all
Daniel
the new
Jones,
quarterbacks.
How many? 336, 336
yards.
Dude,
there's so many.
Touchdowns.
We're going to talk about every single one of these quarterbacks next hour.
Teddy Bathwater.
Yo, every new. There's like more. What? 4? There was more than 4 new quarterbacks, right?
Oh,
Minshew,
there's so
5.
Many. There's so many.
There's.
Minshew did 2 touchdowns.
Dude, we're going to break into this. And next hour is going to be fantastic.
I know I'm rocking the Minshew mustache, but Jay loves Minshew. Dude, I told him I'm going to need a shirt, man. I'm with it.
Dude, I need...
Falk didn't play that bad either.
He still lost. I need a goddamn Patrick Mahomes jersey. Look at Daniel working the pocket. Oh, man. I'm watching all these. I gotta watch all these.
We got the highlights going on.
I had a wedding last night, and the wedding was actually...
part to see.
The wedding was actually not bad. 2.5 hours away, man. It was the craziest thing ever, because I'm up there, and the only black dude up there is the DJ that hired. And, like, we do the head nod.
Okay.
He's like, what up, bro? And he's like, what's up, man? How you doing? And he's like, chilling. And he's like, oh, cool. And then he's like looking, and he's just like trying to play music that he doesn't know what he's doing. He's playing Metallica and System of a Down.
At a wedding?
Oh, they loved it. I'm 2.5 hours away. I'm in Swanville. This is the city that they got married in, Swanville. Mm. I'm up there.
Sounds sketchy.
Oh, I'm up there, bro. We're walking down the street with a case of beer. Like, I'm drinking one and have a case of beer. Just what life needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
needs to move 45 minutes north to where you could golf cart to fucking bars and just drink down the street. And it's just like, oh, there goes Bob and Angel.
Yep. Ham Lake, it's like that.
Really?
Dude, yeah, Ham Lake.
That's not bad,
get off of Constance. I think it's Constance or Crosstown. I can't remember. You go down there into the cul-de-sac to take a left after the baseball field, dude. It's the craziest neighborhood ever. It was great. Every one of my buddy's friends, or every one of my brother's buddies, lived in a house somewhere around in that neighborhood. And they all had, like a little fucking chopper that would fucking go, like, 25 miles an hour. And they would just cruise around. I had a go-kart. My brother had a fucking mini bike, like one of those tiny little crotch rockets. My buddy... Our buddy Pub has a fucking like old 1975 Honda mini bike. I fucking popped a wheelie on that thing. No brakes. It was the most badass thing I never meant to do. Dude, it was so crazy growing up. Like, we'd go get White Castle on the way, load my fucking my go-kart into the fucking back of this thing, and I'd go hang out with them for like a night. That's where I watched Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. I watched stoner flicks. Like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Bro, some of the funniest times of my life is sitting in that basement of my brother's house, like, just kind of hanging out while they were doing their thing, and they'd drink, and, you know, he'd have me watch his kid, and it really was just like his kid would be asleep, and I just have to be like, make sure the kid didn't wake up crying. But like, oh, dude, man. Some of those, I love that shit.
We need to definitely move into a fucking, I would love to do that. That would be amazing to find just a small little town, couple bars, 300 people, if that.
Dude, Dayton. Dayton is so close.
Dude, I love Dayton, man. Oh, dude, that house in Dayton is ridiculous. I want to just, oh, yeah. Like, I want to knock on the door and be like, hey,
the mansion.
Can I have my wedding here? Oh. Can I just have it on your deck? We don't even have to come inside.
I think the rumor is that across the river is the guy who divorced from that chick built the same house identically across from the all across the river.
Oh, I have not seen that
yet. Hilarious. Oh, yeah, Google that after.
That would be amazing. Yeah, man. Let's move. Let's move.
Well, me and Sage said we're gonna rent this one more year, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, cause man, oh man, that'd be fucking awesome.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice to just hang out and shit, and like be around people that I like. You know, like I don't like my neighbors. They're cool and all. I got the guy who like mows our yard, but just not.
He mows it so like his lines are good. He doesn't want you.
Bro, he just got a big fucking rider, and he's retired, so he just gets bored.
So he just comes. I'm down.
It only takes him like 20 minutes to do our whole entire lawn. I mean, it's a big lawn, but a rider, it's all open, so it's really, so you know. Just
do it. Fuck it.
It's quick.
Oh, man.
Right now, like, I grilled chicken. So like I'm full, but like I'm gonna go make that pizza. Like I said, like a Jack's pizza is just enough to like it's like a snack.
It's a good fourth meal.
Oh, it's great. But I want McDonald's so bad, but it's like I don't.
McDonald's?
Dude, when I got that buy one get one for a dollar shit.
Oh my god.
It makes me obsessed because it's such a good deal for another big fucking big cheeseburger, all greasy and salty with cheese.
Nope. I have spinach, romaine lettuce, olives.
Why don't you get E. coli?
Fucking chicken. Fucking little Italian dressing.
I gotta show up to my kids' school on Thursday. This mustache gonna get me in trouble?
Why are you going there on Thursday?
Apex run, I think, or something like that. It's like a fundraiser run.
Do it. You rock. You're gonna rock that mustache. I feel like you need to go a little lower on the sides. Really get that to pop.
Oh, what about my glasses that are gonna transition to shades?
Oh,
I should just wear cut off jean shorts like Minshew and just own it.
Yeah. You're gonna be running out there looking fucking fly.
Kendall told me,
dude,
that
all the fucking moms are gonna look at you like, look at this guy, and then. Yeah, come in the white pickup truck.
Dude, tomorrow at work, the guys are going to love it.
Oh, my God, dude, it's awesome. I can't pull that off. I can't.
I told Sage I'm getting used to it. But I told my buddy T.S. I want this until December and his wedding.
Yeah.
Just I need to have some good facial hair.
Yeah, grow that. Just like that.
What if I grow my hair out too, dude? Just really try to live it out one last time.
Curl your hair out? Yeah, is it long now?
It's got some length.
Oh, look at that.
It's not not terrible, but it's definitely receding.
Dude, we need to get you one of them them stick ones.
Who has a sponsor?
Any
of our fucking people have a sponsor that we can
use?
Whoever
wants to get Bob a fucking stick-on toupee would be great.
Wax or fucking get my head, top my head back to full game.
I'm going to look at, if I buy it, would you try it?
What, waxing?
No, the fucking toupee.
Yeah, but I have enough hair that it's like we should just try to get like laser therapy to come back.
I
have so much body hair. We should really just try to get my laser therapy to get all the body hair off my head.
No. Yeah, we just need to get it to move. It'd be great. It feels like a cartoon where you just like grab it like just like
dude.
Like it just whoop.
The guy at work, they give me shit. This old guy. So I fucking One day he came around the corner, he starts talking to his buddy, and he starts laughing with him, and he's pointing at me, and I go, "The fuck, Mick?" And I'm sitting there building a cabinet, and all of a sudden I rip my shirt off, and it's just full man hair, chest, whatever. If you've ever seen me with my shirt off, it's disgusting. And
it's Austin Powers.
Bro, he lost his shit, was laughing so hard, and I started acting like I jumped up on my bench because I can do it from the floor, and I went, "What's up? What's up, man?" And he was not expecting that shit. And because I'm still relatively new, man. I've only worked here a couple months. Like these fuckers are like, I was the quiet kid for like 3 weeks, and then after that, I was like, "All right, fuck it,
we're in it now."
Yeah, we're in this shit.
I'm here now.
We got about 5 minutes under.
I already passed my probationary part. I'm good.
Oh, bro, I'm so close. But I was like, this shit cuts my hands up. And so we got into break or whatever, and it was raining out. So everybody's inside, and I was talking to my buddy Jake. I go, "Dude, my hands are just fucking cut up. Like, I'm just bleeding everywhere." And somebody was like, "Oh, suck it up, you fucking pussy." And I went, "I'm sorry, Mick. I'm sorry I showed you my pussy. I didn't mean to." And the whole fucking room guts it, dude. Because it's a bunch of grown men who did not expect another grown man to be like, "I'm sorry I showed you my pussy."
Oh,
you know,
God.
But that's where it's like, dude, that shit won't die. Like, I'm going to keep that alive. I'm going to be, like, the last, like, old guy who, like, said whatever the fuck he wanted.
The mustache is going to make the
this. If I got to keep this mustache forever, I will. Dude, I'll keep my dad proud with this
tomorrow,
fucking thing.
Just tomorrow, just shave the sides. Oh,
dude, don't be nice when I go to work.
Just shave it. Just like. Just
I had a beard rocking into this thing, though.
Motherfucker, I'm watching the hair grow on your face. That's how fast your shit grows. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to shave the sides in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Bro,
motherfucker gets a 5 o'clock shadow after 5 minutes of fucking shaving.
No, I didn't shave all the way down. I shaved it with, like, my just head trimmer.
Oh, okay.
And so because else I'd be all bumped up and I'd have like little score marks and shit and it hurts.
Gotcha.
Skin gets irritated.
Yeah, soft skin.
I don't use real blades. I just use the electric skin. And the electric still irritates my skin. Dude, are you going to win your fantasy this week?
Fuck no.
We're going to get into this tomorrow, but
fantasy and all this other shit tomorrow night.
Call it. All right.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.